the Maisa, the mitzvahs themselves. But let's start with the Hashkafa. I wanted to say something on this. Take a look, page Gimel. Tamu'u, you have it, Nachum?
Yes.
Tamu'u ki toiv Hashem. Hine, al yedei toichen ha-seifa shelafaneinu. By looking at the contents of this book, mutzas derech muvcheret u'mo'ila b'yoyse lahasig sipuk otzum b'avoyle satvila. You can arrive at a situation of great benefit, that you can find sipukot, tremendous satisfaction from telling. It's very true. If you learn through this sefer, you can come out with sipuk hatfila. You can feel satisfaction with what you're doing. Why? For three reasons. Number one, aladei she'ovin ha'odam b'havona b'rura ma'maseu. You begin to understand exactly what you are doing. What am I doing here? What am I saying here? What's the tikkun ha'olam here? And what's the maila? What have I achieved in the world? Not just for myself. What have I achieved in the world by my prayer that I'm saying? Number two, kama nochutz loy l'chol ha'olam kol ketashu. And how valuable and how necessary it is. Nochutz means like how needed it is for the whole world of what you're saying. And not just for you. I'm going to give you an example in a minute what we're going to do on this. In other words, not just for the action you're doing, but how much it helps in the world what you're doing by saying, and not just that, how you yourself grow tremendously. Tremendous thing to do. These three points are beautiful points. The first is, what exactly are you doing? Secondly, the gain in the world for what you're doing. I'm going to show you in a minute. And number three, how much you will particularly grow. A few beautiful points, those three points. Again, what are you doing? Secondly, the gain in the world. And thirdly, how you yourself will grow. And that comes from knowing exactly what the mitzvah is. Why? And that is really the only way. There's only one path in which you begin to feel a satisfaction, a simple, when you understand exactly what the mitzvah is. You don't understand what you're doing, and you don't understand the great value of it. I remember our Brevda, Zichron Yivracha, who used to learn with us before Pesach, all the inyonim of Leila Seder, what matzah is, what mora is, you know, what chavos is, all the different things. And we learned through Tur Shulchan Aruch and the Achroinim as well. So what is the mitzvah? What is the mitzvah you do? Then you appreciate what Leila Seder is, but it's the same with Tefillah. If only you knew what you were doing, what you're saying here. Beautiful expression. After you've done that, a whole window opens up. Begin to understand what you're doing, and that is the greatest possible sipuk you have. What am I saying? What am I doing? And then you immediately begin to feel satisfaction in your tefillah, what you're doing here. That's where it comes. The knowledge that you have, how important my words are, how I'm growing, and how the world is gaining from it. The adarabba. Even more so than that, you would be very hard not to say everything. In other words, you look for ways to jump out of not saying something. The opposite will happen now. And you'll see, but if you follow the points, you will want to say all these words. In the morning, you'll see the value of what you're actually saying. And that's what the sefer does for you. But together with the feeling, and how much the words are so precious in what you're saying. You begin to go, what am I saying here? Kabbalah, Shemaim, and different things. Now we're going to do something in a minute. I'm going to show you something. You begin to feel much more involved and inspiration, enlightenment from the tefillah. And this is tested from here. But both, I wanted to show you something here. I want to take one example. I want to show you what he's talking about here. I wanted to show you, what does it mean answering Amen Heshmei Rabba? One example, you keep on saying Amen Heshmei Rabba. I took something from Art Scroll, and I took also something from Nefesh HaChaim. Take a look at this. One's in English, and you begin to understand, what is Amen Heshmei Rabba? It's such an incredibly vital prayer from Art Scroll. Look what Art Scroll says on this. Look at this English. It's in English here, but it's very well beautifully put. We'll look at this and we'll look at something in Nefesh HaChaim. May his great name, the Talmud stresses in several places that Yemei Shmei Rabbah has enormous cosmic effect, enormous effect on the world. Indeed, the halacha states that an opportunity to hear Kaddish and respond Yemei Shmei Rabbah takes precedence over an opportunity to respond to any other prayer. any other prayer, even Kedusha and Baruch Hu. This aspect of the Eish Meirab is discussed in the Obiyah. In other words, the preference of saying Amen Eish Meirab is over anything else. The Talmud teaches that one must recite Yehesh Meirab B'kol Koicha with all his strength. What does that mean? Rashi and Tosfos there interpret this to mean B'kol Kavanosa. Kol Koicha means in all your concentration. That's Rashi and Tosfos. One pshat. But Ben Yonah comments the essential quality is for concentration. But since people tend to pray with more feeling when they pray loudly, it is advisable to raise one voice. So you raise your voice when you're saying Yehesh Meirab. It's not just concentration, but kol koicha, it doesn't mean screaming out, but at least to say the words aloud. Nevertheless, one should not say it so loudly that they invite ridicule. Be careful not to say it too loud, but at least to say it loud. To say it loud rather than just whisper it. However, Tosfos cites the Pesikta and Beis Yosef, cites the Zohar that a loud response is important in its own right, not as a device to achieve maximum concentration, just saying the words aloud. Even so, the Mishnah Berurah rules that Rabbeinu Yonah's admission not to respond with excessive loudness applies even to, not too loud. Look at this little point in brackets in this one. Although citing this ruling, one should not shout excessively. The Geshe Chaim infers that unlike the general principle that a congregant's response should never be, it's a halach in Shulchan Aruch, you should never be louder than the chazan. This rule does not apply to men Hishmei Rabbah, for which a loud response is meritorious. In other words, usually you don't answer louder than the chazan, but in this case you do. The Maharal gives a third interpretation of B'chol Koicho with all his strength. Yehesh Meirab must be enunciated clearly in order to achieve the cosmic results of which it is capable. You don't achieve those results unless you say Amen Yehesh Meirab aloud. Now, Mevorach, look at this beautiful expression here.
What does it mean all with all one's concentration?
First of all,
the Russian Tosfos, B'chol Chavanosa, does that mean?
What the words mean?
So the understanding.
I'm going to do that now. That's Nefesh HaChaim. We're going to look at that, what it means by all concentrate. What do you have to concentrate when you're saying it? I'm going to do that. Show you a Nefesh HaChaim in a minute. So the three explanations. The first is in all concentration. The secondly is in all aloud as you can. Two. And the third one is, what's the Maharal saying? Kol Koich with all his strength.
Enunciating clearly.
Now, what does Mevorach mean? The expression blessing implies that the blesser confers some benefit on the one he blesses. What are you blessing? You're blessing a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Clearly, God can bless people. Even human beings can bless one another. But how can a person presume to bless God as though it were his power to give something? What, you're giving Hashem something that he needs? What does it mean you're blessing? What are you blessing him with? Sefer Achinuch explains that the expression blessing as applied to God does not mean that we presume to give him something. Rather, it is an acknowledgement that he is blessed in the sense that he is perfect and complete. We're explaining that he is complete. Like I think the Rashba mentions that word Boruch is an expression of Brecha, like the well, the reservoir, the source of everything. So you're expressing that he is the source of all Bracha. According to this Boruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be rendered, the Holy One, blessed be he, is not blessed be he. Therefore, we pray that his acknowledgement become universal, that he should become acknowledged. That's what Boruch means. And the Bashban Rabbein Lachai derived the word Brocha, blessing, from the word of Sahih, a spring. Just as a spring flows constantly with fresh supplies of water, so God is the source of inexhaustible blessing. He is the source of all Brocha. There is actually another pshat as well at what the word Boruch means. It also means a ribui, an excess of something, in addition to what there is. You give a bracha, so bol shein kavod malchusa liolam bored, that there should be more kavod shamayim. Bol shein kavod malchusa, you're expressing that the a ribui of kavod shamayim. That's what it. Most Rishonim say that the word Boruch means like the source of all bracha, but the Rashba, he doesn't bring it down here. I think it's Tshuva 52. 53. I saw it once in the Tshuvas of the Rashba. He says it also a ribui of what there is already, include more than what there is already. That's what Boruch means. By blessing him, we express the realization that he created the universe as a vehicle to enable him to do good to others. That's what we say. Our blessing expressed, implied, prepared. That's what we're saying. So that's what the word Boruch means. Now, Abayisai, take a look at Nefesh HaChaim. So that's just a general introduction. Have a look at it. It's a difficult Nefesh HaChaim. It's not easy. But nevertheless, even though you'll get something from it, I hope. See what the Chaim Volozhin says on the
word. What's the English? Anglit?
Yes, Anglit.
No, the Nefesh HaChaim?
No, it's art school. That was art school.
Art school on what?
On Kaddish, on Kaddish.
למה לא בעברית? כי אני לא קורא אנגלית.
בסדר, זה רק באנגלית, אני מצטער.
אין בעברית,
אוקיי, take a look at this. אמן יש מרב מבוא בכל כך, קוראים לה גזר דינו, ואפילו יש בה שמת של אבוי דזורה, מויכלים לה. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says that the person says, אמן יש מרב, you are, even though he might have אבוי דזורה inside him, it's a form of תשובה. קוראים לה גזר דינו, he doesn't have any גזר דין against him. He'll explain why. Why is that? Why when a person is a main Heshmer Rabba, Moichlin loy al kol avoy noisav, even avoy dezo he has inside him. Ki ikar kavonas ze hashevach hu, she is atzel v'yushba toisefes bocha, v'shifas o elyon, v'chol dalad oilomois. Atzilus, bria, yitzir, and asir. Let me explain to you. A person is made up of four different qualities in Ruchnias. The neshama is a mokum of machshava. The Ruach is a mokum of speech and motivation. Asiya is the mokum of action. And above it all is something called the Chaya and Yechida, the high levels of the Neshama. In other words, there's something called Chaya, Yechida, then there's Neshama, Ruach, and Nefesh. But what we're talking about, Atzilus is the highest place of the Kisei HaKavod. Atzilus means the actual mokum of the Kisei HaKavod. Bria means always something from nothing. Bora means yesh me'ayim. Yetzira means something from something. And Asiya means the world of action. There are four different worlds. Asilus is the actual mokum, the keter. In Kabbalah it's called the keter, the actual mokum of the Shrina. Bria is yesh me'ayim, like the sun and the moon. That's something from, that's Birchas Kriya Shema, which is something from nothing. Yetzira is really Psuki de Zimmer, something from something else. Something from something else. Asiya is in reality karbonas and brachas, which is the word of action. So you see already there are different parts in the siddur. Until Bor Sha'oma is Olam HaAsiya. From Psukei Dezimra is Olam HaRuach, which is Olam HaYetzira, which is something from something. That's what Psukei Dezimra. Bechas Kriyam B'Shema is Olam HaBriya, which is something from nothing, like the Shemesh and Kabbalah HaShemayim, the stars, the constellation. And then you reach the highest point, Shemayim Ne'esor, which is Olam Atzilus. That's completely quiet. You're completely silent. But he's talking about bringing down from Lamala all the way down to Olam HaSiyah. When you say Amen HaShemayim, you're saying that the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should, from where the source is, it should come all the way down. L'HaShemayim Rabba Mavach Le'olam, is the highest place, Olam HaAtzilus. Olmei is Bria and Yetzira, turning down. And Olmaya is Olam HaAsiya. Yeheshmei Rabba Mubach Le'olam U'Le'olmei. You're bringing down the Shechina. It's the greatest Kiddush Hashem you're making, because you're bringing the Shechina down into where you are. And that's the tshuva which you have. That's what the Reb Chaim is going to say here. That's how, if you can say Amen Heshmav with this kavana, the tremendous sipul you have. You know what you're doing? You're bringing the Shechina down into the Mokum where you are. Unbelievable Kedusha. And that's why Mokhlema. That's what Baruch Hashem is going to say here. Ki ikar kavanas ze hashevach. She is atzel, that the Kedusha should gather together by the Kisei HaKavod, the Yushba, and influence, Tosefes Bochem, and come down, B'shivas O'elion, L'chot, come down into all the worlds, meaning Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya. It should come down in the Dalad Olamos. V'zeu Amen Heshemer Abim Bevorach. Hainu, She is Atzel Brocha Tosefes Kedusha Mimen Yisbar Shemayim. That when you're saying Amen Heshemer Abba, that all the Kedusha and the Brocha HaKadosh Baruch Hu has should gather together and find its way down. Ad Le'olam, Olam Atzilus, Misham Gam Le'olmei, Olam Es Bria Yetzirah, Olmaya is Olam HaAsiya, Behem Sheirish Hadala Dagin Shal Odom Sheirish Hanasham, and those are the four which I just explained to you. The four parts of a person. Atzil Neshama is the highest point. Ruach is speech, and Nefesh is action. You're bringing down. That's what you're doing when you're saying Amei Shemaya. That's what he mentioned just before here. He said how important it is to answer Amei Shemaya, because you're bringing for the world, you're bringing for the benefit of the world, you're Mekadesh Shem Shamayim in Olam Hazeh, you're bringing the Shechina down. Unbelievable koyach here.
What's action?
Ata morid shefa brocha, milamala ad lamata. That's the koyach. You're
kol rakia ze 500
shana mashu veze shevar. Ken mashu. Ken abo. Etzem adam ata morid ata kudush. And when you think about that, when you're answering Kaddish, by Amir Asel Sheva, Le'oire ul'hashmiya al yodoy, Tosefes kudusha brocha, al shayosh nishmosa. What does it mean when you say Amen Heshem Abba? What are you doing for yourself? You are enlightening and inspiring your own neshama with kedusha. You're giving neshama to yourself. Again, when you say Amen Heshmei Rabba, you're ma'oire and you're bringing down to accept from the source down to your own neshama. Umisham al nishmoso, and it comes down onto your own neshama, your ruach and nefesh, and that's why you. That's why. You become such a holy person. And it wipes away any hate. Unbelievable thing, no? You did something wrong. You said something wrong. You thought something wrong. Whatever it is, the shefa is tremendous. You bring it down the kudosh and it cleans everything out. As if they were never there. And that's the real tshuva. It's an unbelievable thing, no? If you can think that, think when you're saying Amen Heshmei Rabba, le'olam u'le'olmei, you bring it down the Shechina all the way down to Olam Hazeh.
Where did Chazal get the Nusach of Kaddish and the ideas behind it? What did he do before Kaddish?
What did he say
before? What would Eden say before Kaddish? If they didn't have Kaddish and they didn't have all these ideas, what were they saying before that?
I don't know. Before they instituted Kaddish, what was there? Only lay your dare.
Okay.
Lay your dare. By their actions alone, by the what they did.
When was Kaddish instituted?
Kaddish is from Kaddish, or was it? I think it's from Anshik and Sisak Dola. I think they made it that. Before that, I don't know.
It was the end of the Bayis Sheni, then.
Bayis Sheni, not Bayis Rishon. Bayis Sheni, I didn't know.
But they did daven probably in Bayis Rishon. We just don't know how they davened.
Well, they daven. I don't know what they said.
Atchalat Bayis Sheni, ki sof haNeviim. Ayah shalosh Neviim.
Ken. Hayu Neviim b'tov. Hey, Mayu Neviim.
Sof Bayis Rishon. Atchalat
Bayis. Well, my sof by Ken.
Atchalat Bayis Sheni.
Atchalat Bayis Sheni.
Atchalat
Bayis Sheni. Tremendous koyach. If you think about that, you think about your neshama is thought. Ruach is speech and motivation, and Asiya is magic. You're bringing down the Kedusha. Can you imagine if you do that? That's what he just said in the Sefer. That's what he said. How important it is, how vital it is for the world and for your own growth as well. You clean yourself out. Tremendous Kedusha Hashem. Koyren lo gezei roisav. Koyren lo. You had a gezeirah din against you, you can wipe it away by al mitzvah meish mei rabba. But you're going to look at more depth here. Look at this, Rabbi. So you've got a little bit more. This Haggah is not easy. It's a lot of kabbani, but you can get something from it. One second. There are two explanations. That's what the art scroll said. All in all the koyach of the person who's answering. All the koyachos of a kodesh. That's what we saw in the art scroll. Either it's all your koyach, or it means you're using all the koyachos of a kodesh baruch to bring them down. Now, next bit is not easy. Omnam. Base haperushim hema b'chada machto. These two perushim go together in one. Shesheresh makor shefa kedusha v'abochas, who b'shem yud and hey. The shei is yud and hey, and there's vav and hey. The hashbor comes from yud and hey. Vav and hey is called the nukva. That's makabel. But the shefa brocha comes from yud and hey, and the name of Hashem. Umimenu mishtal shel umismale olam habriya. And from there, from the Yud and the He, it comes down and influences the Olam HaBriya, who Olam HaMachshava Mimilui He Shal Yud He Yud. Now, let me explain to you what he's saying here. Yud and He, the Arizal brings down, is the Mokum of Hashpor in the world. He can be written He Yud, He Aleph, or He He. You can write hey in a certain way. So the Arizal said that you can write hey, hey yud, that's one. You can write hey aleph or hey hey, meaning the hashbor comes through different ways of way hey is. One is atzilus, one is bria, and one is yitzira, and one is asiya. He'll explain it here. Mishtal shel umismale olam habia hu olam hamachshava mimilu hey. Shelayud, meaning hey, you can write hey, hey yud, hey yud. That's the olam atzilus, which goes from the hey yud is the olam atzilus. Ume olam abriya mismale olam hayetzio, who has sheresh hatcholat behegion alev milo hey aleph. That's hey aleph. The Hey Aleph is, there's different ways of writing the Hey. So the Shefa, so the Arizal, comes through the Hey Yud, which is the Atzilus. Hey Aleph is Bria, or Me'olam Yetzira, and then from there it goes Hey Hey, which is Asiya. In other words, the Hey is Mashpia, a certain way. Vov Hey is called the Nukva. The Nukva means it's Makabel. That's the Chochma and the Bina. The Keter, in the different, the SRCs, you have something for a Keter, Chochma, Bina, and Das, and then Tiferes, Hoid, Va'odah, and it goes down Netzach and all the Yesod. Let's go down until Malchus, until the Shechina. But the Shoresh of the Kedusha comes through the Chochma and the Bina, which is the Yud and the Hey. And the Hey is Mashpia. Hey is Hey Yud, which is Bria. Hey Aleph, which is Atzila, which is Yitzira, and Hey, which is the Olam HaNasiya. It's a little bit complex, in Yonim of Kabbalah, which I don't really know so much, I understand, but I just know the concepts there. That's what it means. The Hein, Hey, Moshoresh, HaNefesh, Wernashomesh, and those are the three parts of Adam, meaning you yourself have inside you Shoroshim of the Neshama, the Atzilus, the Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. You have inside you. That's inside. Your neshama is made up of different parts. It's made up of neshama, ruach, and nefesh, and then the shayrish neshama, which is the Atzilus. So what we're walking around with is our neshama, but there's something much higher than that, which we don't have, which is by the Kiseh HaKovod. In other words, our shayrish neshama is connected to something called the Chaya in Yechida, which we don't live with. That's in Shema. That's why we write on the Kever, Tehei Neshama Tzurua B'Tzur HaChayim. Tzurua means after a person dies, the Nefesh folds into the Ruach folds into the Neshama, and the Neshama folds into the Shoresh Neshama, which is the Chaya. It goes, Tzurua means it's gathered in to the Kiseh HaKovod. That's what it means, Tzurua. Every Kever has that. Tehei Neshama, every part should be gathered in to its source. Namely, from the nefesh, it's all in sections. The nefesh gathers into the ruach. The ruach goes into neshama. Neshama goes into the chaya goes into yechida, and lifts up into the makom kisek. That's what after a person dies. That's the passageway of the neshama. If lo aleinu chas v'shalom, haderech shal neshama ze holech lemala benit asef. It's gathered in to the makom of the achrei misa. Im yesh chas v'shalom adam chay kolis lo aleinu. As the lo halech, the nichras, the lo nitasef, it doesn't get gathered in.
If a person is chayav mitasef, like a sack of wood,
lemakom hashoresh. Well, lo alein, if a person is chayav koris, then it doesn't go in. It doesn't go further. It doesn't go further. The only way it can do it is if it gathers in. If a person is, after he dies, if every part gathers in, that's called menuchas hanefesh.
No.
Im adam lo oseh aveiros, as yesh... Yesh menuchas hanefesh means that the nefesh folds into the source and everything goes back to the makor. That's the koyach. That's called menuchas hanefesh. If a person doesn't have that, then lo aleinu chas v'shalom, then there's koris. Masha tzarich ladat is the chibur from the nefesh to the neshama is the ruach. And that's why tshuva is always done through words, vidui. Because vidui is speech, and vidui is ruach. Meaning, that's why the Rambam says the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, the way a person has to, vidui is the main, because ruach connects the nefesh to the neshama. So when you say something, you connect the nefesh back into the neshama. It always says the ruach nechwasa. If the nefesh is nechwas, it can't go back. But there's one thing you can do. If you talk and you do tshuva and you say vidui, you gather in all the parts, go back into the shayesh. Meaning, speech is the only thing which joins the nefesh into the neshama, because that's the nefesh ruach and neshama. So when you say a vidui, that's why. Tshuva is vidui. Vidui means you are making the passageway again. That's why a person says Kaddish. A person says Kaddish because it's mechaber the neshama of the munach, of the person who died, allowing him, the nefesh, to go, you're saying it for his bar. And that kedusha raises up the neshama of the nifta by saying Kaddish for somebody else. Because you're saying on his behalf, you're mekaddish shem shamayim by saying Kaddish for that person.
On his behalf?
Avor. Ata omer kaddish, b'ze avor misha nifta. Lama tzarich lagid kaddish? Because a kaddish mechaber et ha-nefesh shal ha-nifta avo haneshama le neshama shela. Al yedei ruach. That's why ruach is the ikar.
Back.
Let's go through. Vehein heim ashoish haneshama. Shehem kol koy choisem shel ha'odam. Shalom. V'chol koyisem shel Hashem yisbarach. V'hainu. That's why we say yehei shmei rabba. What is yehei shmei rabba? Yudin hei and aleph. Yehei shmei rabba. The hei is hei yud, hei aleph, hei hei. Yehei shmei rabba means that all the parts of the hay should be gathered together. The hay and the yud, the hay and the hay, and that means the atzilus, bria, and yetzira. They all go together. They all should go together. Yehei shmei rabba mevorach. They should all come together, and that's the toast. That's the bracha. That's what the main shmei rabba does. Yehei shmei rabba. That's the koyach. Have I explained it to you? Are you with me? It's a bit complicated, this.
And this Hagaos is written by who?
It's for Chaim Eloshin.
By his son. He wrote the Hagaos himself?
Yes, I think so. And that's why our main Heshmerab is so important. That's the koyach of it. It's an unbelievable koyach. What should you think when you answer main Heshmerab? You should yehei, meaning that all the shefa of hey yud, hey aleph, hey, all the parts of it, like you mentioned here, one is for Bria, one is for Yetzirah, and one is Etzirah. Each one passes up and links together, and back you're bringing the koyach of neshama melyona the matter down. That's the koyach of it. So the tshuva is you're saying something brings the shefa down. Let me show you what I mean by this. We mentioned it once before here. The Novi brings in Yeshaya. You'll understand it very well here on this point. You can't understand the ways of Shemayim. Ki gavu Shemayim be'oretz, as high as heaven is from earth. Kein gavu d'rochay midachem midachem machshavoyisem machshavoyisem. Now look at this. Ki kasher yered hageshem v'hashelech min ha'shamayim, when the rain and the snow falls, v'shama lo yoshuv, they don't go back. Ki imhir be'soretz v'hoylida b'tzmicha. What happens? The rain and the snow cause everything to grow. Ask of Chaim Belozhin in Wachaim. Of course it doesn't go back. Since when do you think the rain and the snow do go back? So Chaim Belozhin says as follows. The rain and the snow do not go back, but your words and your Torah do go back. You send something up, and Hashem sends the Shefa down. Meaning when you learn Torah, when you say Amen Heshmei Abba, you're sending up, and therefore He sends the rain and the snow. So the real cycle of economic prosperity is this. By you answering Amen Heshmei Rabbah or Torah and Mitzvahs, you're sending up and He sends back. And that's the Shefa which comes back down. He'll send down because it starts with us. We have to send up Isayrus Milamata, and that makes Isayrus Milamala, and then He sends down. And that's the real cycle of prosperity and welfare and benevolence. Success, Hatzlocha. Meaning, Atash Oleach Lamala, but who Sholeach Lamata? And that's really what the main Heshmei Rabba is. You're sending up. Atash Oleach Milamata Lamala. Ruchnias. Al Yedei Zeh, who Sholeach Bechazor? And that's what main Heshmei Rabba. And that's what Bechaim is saying here. Zemashu Bechaim Omer. Zemashu. Atamit Asef Lamala. Al Yedei Ruchnias Shalacha Atash Sholeach. Bevadai, Umim Yuchan, Mil Main Heshmei Rabba. Mikoleh, Mikol. It's dibur, so it's, you see the koyach of dibur, which is the ruach, and that makes a life between the nefesh and the neshama, because you want to connect those together, and you connect them together, and then He sends back down again. That's the koyach. That's the main
issue. Rabbeinu Lupien amar b'shem mitzav mikelim, she'amen ragil. Yesh ezi kama shemal ze?
Ken.
She'amen v'boruch shemo v'achi arbe.
Ken. Let's carry on now. This is what the Yosobich is bringing out here. And that's, if we just go over this paragraph again, look at this again. This is what I wanted to show you. Do this again. V'hinei al yidei toichen ha-sefer shalofoneinu motzaz derech muvcheres umo'ilam. And the way of this sefer, you can learn three things which are very good. L'hasig, sipuk, itzum, v'avaylas ha-tefillah. You can grow in tefillah. You understand exactly what you, that's why I brought you Amen Heshmei Rabba here. What are you doing here? When you're saying Amen Heshmei Rabba, you are creating Kiddush Hashem, number one. And how precious it is, everything that you're saying. That's what I just showed you now, Amen Heshmei Rabba. How precious, when you answer Amen Heshmei Rabba, how vital it is for the world. You're creating a Kiddush Hashem. And number three, Be'evan Oifen Humisaleh. And when you say Amen Heshmei Rabba, how much you're growing. Those are the three parts. And that's why I brought you this Amen Heshmei Rabba. how valuable Amen Heshma Rabba is. Number one, for the world. Number two, what are you doing? And also, what for you? You grow tremendously when you say Amen Heshma Rabba. When you know what you're doing. Imagine now you answer our Kaddish, Amen Heshma Rabba, and the Yehei, all those parts, all of a sudden it becomes so real for you. And now you can get tremendous satisfaction. Now you know you do. When you're Amen Heshma Rabba, you say it with kol koyches, all your concentration, and you shout it out. Tremendous sipuk now. Now I know what I'm doing. I'm giving life again. Ki ein mevinim es nechitz. People don't understand what they're doing. They don't. You just answer me in Hashem, but now you do understand that voice. Ach la'acha sheniftach lifnei. Once it's opened up, tzoa, you have a whole light is opened up for you. Everything becomes enlightened. Kalo b'yosel lahagish sipuk. Now you can imagine. Now you answer me in Hashem, Rabbi. Now you have sipuk. You have by answering Kaddish. Ad Rabba, yeah, kosher lelabat, and you won't give up now. You want to say Amen Heshmei Rabba. V'halokeach es advarim b'poel yira, if you take these things practically, shekama yosef loma oy devarim kegoin la'olam yehiyodam, you'll say everything now with great care. Halabai, we'll be able to get everything through, everything here. U'betzirof ha'hergesh al inyonim ha'ramim ha'gnuzim, how much you feel now. You'll feel something special of what you're doing. You kaba yosef chiyos, you get tears v'tam, b'chol ha'mechas ha'tviloza, b'zeh bodok u'menuzah. And that's tested. Try it. I just wanted to do, we have 5 more minutes, Rabbi, so I just wanted to do this next bit with you. This next bit. Should we not do that? I wanted to do it with you, Tzitzis and Trin in the next bit, but I don't know. Maybe I'm asking too much to too many things. So we just do let's do the next Keter, just the next little bit together. Koimas ha-toyra lefi koimas ha-tfila. Nukuda ma'nyenes ha-ela kan ha-gon rebisot elia vayntram. B'haskoma solo sefer. He made a beautiful point, Rabbi. We learned it the first year. Rabbi Elia said as well as in his Haskamah for the Sefer, Shekvi Shia Koimosa Ba'Abodas HaTfilah, how a person climbs in his Abodas HaTfilah Shal Odom, Koyach Nimdad Shia Koimosa HaTorah Shalom, his Torah grows tremendously. When you learn, when you understand what you're doing in Tefillah, your Torah grows at the same level as well. You are become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'hoidos l'yachedochom. K'loima, limud ha-toyra eina rak maisa greida k'dei lahasig dias ha-toyra. Limud ha-toyra is not just so that you'll know Torah, ela al-odom l'ischaber al-ha-toyra ad-shenasis mitzios av-atzm, until the Torah becomes part of you yourself. Not just knowing the facts. Torah has to be part of you. But by tefillah, By dabbling properly and understand what you're doing in tefillah, the Torah becomes part of you. The Torah becomes part of you. It doesn't become separate from you. It all depends on how much time and effort you put in tefillah. If you put time in tefillah, then your Torah has that merit. I'm sorry, I didn't share with you. He made us koimas hatefillah moira al shir his kabus the pinimis shall odam im lechunias. A person, how much a person devotes himself and concentrates on his tefillah, so is his measure in muchnis. And his Torah becomes measured by that as well. In other words, when you daven properly, you suddenly becomes part of you, and your Torah becomes part of you as well. In other words, it becomes muchnis, becomes part of you. It's not just the facts that you're learning here. Okay, we'll leave it here, Rabbi Isai. Yes, you learned a lot today. A bit too deep. You know? Something to think about, Nochem.
I think if we can, have in mind when we say, when we answer Kaddish, just say, at least let me have the Kavanas, whatever the Nefesh HaChaim wanted me to have.
Think it through. Think it through. When you're saying, Amen Ish Rabba Mavarach Le'olam Atzilas, Olmei Briya Yitzira, and Olmei Oida Masiyah, that is my Neshama.